Welcome back. Today we're doing something that separates clean drums from classic jungle drums. The topic is tape dust. How to balance a low-level percussion haze so your break feels older, warmer, and glued, without turning your mix into a fizzy noise festival. This is Intermediate Ableton Live 12 stuff. We're staying stock devices, and we're aiming straight at that old-school DNB, jungle, 94-era vibe, the amen, the think. The hot pants, that feeling of tiny particles and smeared tops living behind the main hits. Before we touch a device, let's define what tape dust actually is. It's not a hat loop that you clearly hear. It's not add noise and call it vintage. It's the barely audible layer of shakers, rides, ghost percussion, room hiss, little crunchy textures, that only becomes obvious when you mute it and suddenly your drums feel too clean and too modern. The big mindset shift. You want to feel it when everything plays. But when you solo it, at a normal volume, it should almost feel like, wait, is this too quiet? That's the zone. Alright, set the scene. Set your tempo somewhere between 160 and 170 BPM. I'll sit you at 165. Go into arrangement view and make a 16-bar loop. Don't judge tape dust on 2 bars. 2 bars will trick you into making it too loud because your brain craves detail. 16 bars tells you whether it's musical, and whether it causes fatigue. Now get your main break playing. Amen is perfect. Think is perfect. If your break is already crunchy, even better. Tape dust is not about slamming distortion. It's about layer balance and controlled grit. Now we build the layout. You want a clean, controllable structure. A main break track. Maybe a separate drum hits track if you reinforce kick or snare. And then a dedicated auto track called tape dust. And later you'll group them into a drum bus. Create a new auto track and name it tape dust. Now pick your dust source. I'll give you 3 approaches, and you can choose based on what you have. Option A is the fast method. Drop in a shaker loop, a top loop, a ride loop, maybe even a vinyl tops loop. Warp it in beats mode, preserve at 1/16. Set transient somewhere around 50 to 70 so it stays lively, without tearing. Option B is the authentic method, and it's my favorite because it automatically matches the groove. Duplicate your break track, and we're going to turn the high end of the break into its own dust layer. On the duplicate break, drop in a Q8 and high pass at somewhere between 2.5 and 5 kHz. Use a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. You're basically saying, give me the hats, the edge, the room, the grit and none of the body. Then put a glue compressor after it, lightly. You're not smashing it, just shaving dynamics so it behaves like a steady texture. Now resample it. You can freeze and flatten, or record it to a new audio track. The goal is, now you've got break dust that sits perfectly in the pocket, because it literally came from the pocket. Option C is the controlled method. Build a drum rack with tiny one-shots. Closed hat, ride, shaker, noisy clicks. Then program Ghost 16THS with velocity variation. That variation is the secret. Jungle dust is alive, not robotic. If every hit is the same velocity, it becomes a modern hat pattern instead of haze. For this lesson, let's assume you're using option B or a top loop. Either way, we now treat it as a layer that must never fight the break. So step 2, carve it with EQ and filtering. On tape dust, put EQ 8 first. High pass at around 250 to 450 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is non-negotiable. If you leave low mids in dust, it builds up between 200 and 600 Hz and your break suddenly feels boxy and slow. Your roll disappears and you'll wonder why your drums feel choked. It's usually this. Now, listen for the snare area. If your dust makes the snare feel papery or less clear, dip a couple dB somewhere around 3 to 5 kHz. That's a danger zone. That's where presence lives. And if you want a little air, you can add a tiny shelf at 10 to 12 kHz, but careful. This is where tape haze can accidentally become digital fizz. If you boost that area and then add crunch later, it can turn into sand. After EQ 8, add auto filter. Set it to a low pass filter, 12 dB slope. Put the cutoff somewhere around 9 to 14 kHz. This is important. Classic tape-ish dust is often rolled off. It's warm grit, not ultra crispy modern tops. Add a bit of drive on the auto filter, like plus 2 to plus 6 dB. Keep envelope off. We want stable, not wobbling. The idea is, pre-color the tone gently before saturation. Now step 3. Tape-ish grit using stock saturation, without harshness. Put drum bus next. Dry somewhere in the 5 to 15% range. Crunch somewhere between 5 and 20%. Tiny amounts go far. Boom is off. Dust should not add weight. If the top gets spitty, use damp around 10 to 30%. After drum boss, add saturator. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Drive +2 to +6 dB. Turn soft clip on. And here's the teacher tip that saves you from fooling yourself. Match the output level. Every time you add drive, pull the output down so the perceived loudness stays similar. If you don't do that, you'll always think more drive sounds better, when actually it's just louder. Also, consider clip gain before devices. Instead of pushing drive everywhere, adjust the clip's gain so you hit the saturators consistently. Tape style behavior is stable input level into gentle nonlinearity, not random peak slamming the circuit. Now step 4, control dynamics so the dust breathes behind the groove. Add a glue compressor after the saturation. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, or around 0.3 seconds, if you want it more predictable. Ratio 2 to 1. Lower the threshold until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Turn soft clip on for subtle peak rounding. Now the crucial part, sidechain. Enable sidechain on the glue compressor. Set audio from to your main break track, or even better, a snare trigger track if you have one. We want the dust to duck slightly when the main transients hit, especially the snare, so the break stays punchy. Turn on sidechain EQ. High pass the sidechain filter around 1 to 2kHz so the snare and top transients trigger the ducking more than the kick does. Then adjust threshold until you get about 1 to 2 dB of ducking on snare hits. Not 6 dB, not pumping, just a little make room. The dust should live between hits, not on top of them. Quick advanced option. If you want super clean results, make a hidden snare trigger track. Put a rim shot or click exactly on the snare hits. Sidechain the dust from that. Now the dust only ducks when snares hit, not when the break has random ghost transients. That can be a huge upgrade in busy jungle edits. Now step 5, and this is the main skill. Balancing with the mute test. Pull the tape dust fader all the way down. Dart your full drums, break, any reinforcement hits, bass if you want, but at least the main break. Now bring the dust fader up slowly until you just notice the groove gets wider, older, warmer. Top there. Now mute and unmute the dust. When muted, your drums should feel slightly too clean, slightly too DAW. When unmuted, it should feel like glue and movement, not oh, there's a shaker loop. A practical target, tape dust often sits something like 10 to 18 dB below the main break. That's a rough guide, not a law. But it hints at how quiet this layer usually is. And here's another coach note, solo is a trap. Set your monitoring level to a quiet mix volume. Quiet enough that your kick and snare still read clearly, but you're not hyping the highs with volume. At that volume, set the dust. If you only hear your dust when you monitor loud, it's not going to translate on normal playback systems. Now step 6, controlled stereo width, but keep it mono safe. Put utility at the end of the tape dust chain. Set width around 110 to 140%. Start at 120. Turn bass mono on and set it around 200 to 300 Hz. Even though we high-passed, this is a safety net. Dust doesn't need low and stereo information. Let the kick and snare fundamentals stay stable and centered. And do a quick phase sanity check. Temporarily set utility width to 0% on the dust. If the dust disappears completely or the groove collapses, you made a layer that lives mostly in the sides. That's risky for mono playback. You want it to still be there, just narrower. Now, quick quality checks. 1. Masking check using band limited monitoring. Temporarily put an EQ8 on your master, just for checking. High pass at 150 Hz, low pass at 12 kHz. Now you're judging the exact zone where dust causes problems. Snare crack, hat presence, vocal hiss, that mid-top relationship. If the snare suddenly feels dull or papery, your dust is intruding in the 2 to 5 kHz zone. Fix that with an EQ dip, more sidechain, or lower dust level. When you're done, remove that master EQ. It's just a flashlight, not the permanent lighting. 2. Watch the 8 to 12 kHz zone. If you hear sand or fizz, pull back crunch, pull back drive, or low pass the dust more. Tape dust is haze, not spray paint. Now step 7, arrangement. This is where dust becomes a secret weapon instead of a static layer. Try automating the auto filter cutoff. In verses, keep it darker, like 9 to 11 kHz. In drops, open it to 12 to 14 kHz for a little lift, or automate the dust volume. A simple move. Push it up by 1 to 2 dB in the last two bars before the drop. You'll feel the energy rising without adding new elements. Another move, when you do a break chop fill, duck or mute the dust for a bar, then bring it back. That creates contrast. The return of dust makes the next section feel bigger. And here's a fun subtle transition trick. a quick tape stop illusion without actually tape stopping anything. For a quarter bar before a transition, automate the dust low pass cutoff down, like 14k to 6k, then snap it back on the downbeat. It reads like the system breathed in and then hit. If you want to get advanced and really classy, dual band dust. Split it into two layers. Dust body is high passed around 300 to 600, low passed around 8 to 10k, steady level. Dust air is high passed around 6 to 8k, lightly saturated, and maybe has tiny movement, like subtle filter drift or a half dB of automation over phrases. That gives you stable groove plus shimmer, without messing with the snare. Another advanced vibe trick. Micro time offset. Nudge the dust clip 5 to 15 milliseconds later than the break. Jungle tops often feel slightly draggy while the break stays sharp. Keep it subtle. You're going for smear, not a flam. And if you want oxide particles rather than a loop, you can create your own. Make a MIDI track with operator or wave eatable generating noise only. Short decay envelope, low sustain. Filter it, high pass around 4k, low pass around 12k. Program sparse 16THS or 32NDS with random velocity. Then saturate gently. That's controllable, and it won't fight the break's rhythm as much as a busy loop might. Alright, let's lock it in with a quick 15-minute practice routine.